Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 26th of June 2024. Essence. Sweet children, stay constantly in the intoxication of your multi-million-fold fortune of having become the children of the Purifier Father. You receive the inheritance of unlimited happiness from him. Question: why can you children not have any dislike or hatred for any religion? Answer: because you know the seed and the tree. You know that this is an unlimited tree of the human world. Each one has his own part in it. Actors in a play do not have hatred for one another. You know that you have heroes and heroines' parts in this play. No one else can see the happiness that you have seen. You have the limitless happiness that you are the ones who will rule the whole world. Om Shanti. By saying Om Shanti, all the knowledge you children receive should enter your intellects. What knowledge does the Father have? This is the human world tree, which is also called the Kalpa tree. How it is created, how sustenance and destruction take place, should all enter your intellects. Just as those are non-living trees, so this is a living tree. The seed is also living. People sing his praise. He is the truth and the living being. That is, he explains the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole tree to us. No one knows his occupation. You should also know the occupation of Prajapita Brahma. No one can remember Brahma because they don't know him. In Ajmer, they have a temple to Brahma. They print pictures of the tree Murti in which they show Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. They say, "Salutations to the deity Brahma." You children know that Brahma cannot be called a deity at this time. Only when he becomes perfect can he be called a deity. He becomes perfect and goes to the subtle region. Baba says, "What is your father's name?" Whom does he ask? He asks souls. Souls say, "Ah, Baba." Those who don't know who it was that said this cannot ask these questions. You children have now understood that everyone truly has two fathers. Only the one father gives you this knowledge. You children must understand that this is Shiv Baba's chariot, that Baba gives us this knowledge through this chariot. Firstly, this is the chariot of the physical father Brahma. Secondly, it is also the chariot of the spiritual father. The praise of that spiritual father is, he is the ocean of happiness and the ocean of peace. It would first enter your intellects that he is your unlimited father, from whom you receive the unlimited inheritance. You become the masters of the pure world. You call out to the incorporeal one, "O purifier, come." It is souls that call out. A soul doesn't call out when he is pure. he calls out when he is impure. You souls now know that the Purifier Father has entered this body. You must not forget that you now belong to him. This is not just a question of 100-fold fortune, but of multi-million-fold fortune. So why should you forget that Father? The Father has come at this time. This is something new. Shiv Jayanti is celebrated every year. Therefore, he must surely only come once. Lakshmi and Narayan were in the golden age. They are not here at this time. So you should explain that they must have taken rebirth. From being 16 celestial degrees, they would have become those with 14 and then 12 degrees. No one apart from you knows this. The new world is called the Golden Age. There, everything is new. The name of the deity religion is also mentioned. When those deities go on the path of sin, they cannot be called new, nor can they be called deities. None would say that they belong to their dynasty. If they consider themselves to belong to that dynasty, why do they praise the deities and insult themselves? When they sing praise, they must definitely be considering the deities to be pure and themselves to be impure. You become impure from pure by taking rebirth. Those who were at first pure are those who become impure. You know that you have become impure from pure. You are studying at school. There are number-wise classes of first and second, etc. You children understand that the Father is now teaching you and that this is why he comes. Otherwise, what need is there for him to come here? This one is not a guru, a great soul, or a great person, etc. This is an ordinary human body, and an old body at that. I enter him at the end of his many births. There is no other praise of this one. His name is glorified when I enter him. Otherwise, where did Prajapita Brahma come from? People are definitely confused. The Father has explained to you because this is how you are able to explain to others. Who is the Father of Brahma? Shiv Baba is the creator of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. So your intellects go up above. This is the creation of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who resides in the Supreme Abode. The occupations of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are separate. When there are three or four people in a group, each one's occupation is separate. Each one's part is separate. There are millions of souls, and each one's part is separate from the others. These wonderful things have to be understood. There are so many human beings. This cycle is now coming to an end. It is the end. All will return home and then the cycle has to repeat. The Father continues to explain all of these things to you in different ways. It is not a new thing. He says, I explained to you in the previous cycle too. The father is very lovely. You should remember such a father with a lot of love. You are the lovely children of the father. You have been remembering the father. At first, everyone worshipped just the one. There was no question of any difference. Now there is so much difference. Someone is a devotee of Rama, and someone else is a devotee of Krishna. When the devotees of Rama light incense sticks, the devotees of Krishna block their noses. They have written such things in the scriptures. One would say, "My God is greater," and the other one would say, "My God is greater." They think that there are two gods. Because of being wrong, everyone performs unrighteous actions. The father explains, "Children, devotion is devotion, and knowledge is knowledge. Only the one father is the ocean of knowledge. All the rest are oceans of devotion. Salvation is received through this knowledge. You children have now become knowledgeable. The Father has given you the introduction of Himself and of the whole cycle. No one else can give you this. This is why the Father says, 'You children are spinners of the discus of self-realization.' There is only the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. All the rest are the children. No one can call himself the Supreme Father. Good, sensible people understand how this is such a huge drama. All the actors in it are playing their eternal parts. Those little plays are perishable, whereas this one is eternal and imperishable. It will never end. Such a tiny soul has received such a big part of taking and leaving a body and playing his part. These things are not mentioned in any of the scriptures. If a guru had told this one, Brahma Baba, he would have had other followers too. What use would it be by having just one follower? A follower is someone who follows completely. This one's dress is not like theirs. Who would say that he is their disciple? The Father sits here and teaches you. You have to follow the Father alone, just as in a procession. They speak of the procession of Shiva. Baba says, "This is my procession. All of you are devotees and I am God. All of you are brides. Baba has come to decorate you and take you back with him. You should have so much happiness. You now know the beginning, middle, and end of the world. You become pure by remembering the Father, and so you receive a pure kingdom." The Father explains, "I come at the end. You call out to me to come and establish the pure world and to destroy the impure world. This is why they also call me the Great Death. There is also a temple to the Great Death. You can see the temple of death. Shiva is called Kal, Death. People call out to me to come and make them pure. He takes souls back with him. The unlimited Father has come to take so many souls back home. The great death will make all souls pure and beautiful and take them back with him. When you have become beautiful, the Father will take you back with him in his lap. If you don't become pure, there will have to be punishment. If sins still remain, there will have to be punishment experienced. There is a difference. You then receive a status accordingly. This is why the Father says, "Sweet children, become very, very sweet." Everyone finds Sri Krishna to be very sweet. People rock Sri Krishna in a cradle with so much love. When they see in a trance the little Sri Krishna, they immediately put him in their laps and give him so much love. They go to paradise where they see the living form of Sri Krishna. You children now know that paradise truly is coming. We will become this in the future. All the allegations they have made about Sri Krishna are wrong. You children should first of all become intoxicated. In the beginning you had many visions, and so at the end too you will have many visions. This knowledge is so entertaining. There is so much happiness. In devotion there is no happiness. Those on the path of devotion do not know how much happiness there is in this knowledge. They cannot compare it. You children should first of all have this intoxication. No one, apart from the Father, none of the rishis or munis, etc., can give this knowledge. Worldly gurus cannot show anyone the way to liberation or liberation in life. You understand that no human being can be a guru and say, "O souls, O children, I am explaining to you." The Father has the practice of saying, "Child, child." He knows that these are his creation. This Father says that he is the creator of everyone. All of you are brothers, and you have all taken your parts. He sits here and explains to you how you have taken your parts. A whole part is recorded in each soul. None of the human beings who take 84 births can have the same features as those of another. There are definitely a few changes in them. Even the elements go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. The features of each birth are different. The features of one birth cannot be the same as those of another. These matters have to be understood. The Father says to you every day, "Sweet children, do not ever have any doubts in the Father." There are the two words, faith and doubt. The Father means the Father. There cannot be any doubt about this. You children cannot say that you are not able to remember the Father. You repeatedly say that you are unable to have yoga. The word yoga is not right. You are Raj Rishis. The word Rishi is a term for purity. You are Raj Rishis, and so you would surely be pure. By failing because of something trivial, you cannot receive a kingdom. You then become part of the subjects. so much loss is incurred. Status is number-wise. The status of one cannot be the same as that of another. This is an unlimited predestined drama. No one except the Father can explain it to you. So you children have so much happiness. Just as the Father has all of this knowledge in his intellect, so you too have it in your intellects. You have to understand the seed and the tree. This is the human world tree. The comparison of this with a banyan tree is absolutely accurate. The intellect says that the trunk of our original eternal deity religion has disappeared, but the branches and twigs of all the other religions still exist. According to the drama, all of this has to happen. There is no question of dislike. Would actors in a play ever feel dislike for one another? The Father says, "You have become impure, and you now have to become pure. No one else sees as much happiness as you do. You are heroes and heroines. You are the ones who will receive the kingdom of the world, and so you should have limitless happiness. God is teaching you. Therefore, you should study regularly. You should have so much happiness of the unlimited Father teaching you. It is the Father too who teaches you Raja Yoga. No bodily being can teach this to you. The Father taught you souls, and it is you souls who imbibe everything. The Father comes once to play his part. A soul plays his part, sheds a body, and takes another. The Father teaches you souls. He would not teach deities. There, deities will teach you. The Father only teaches you at the confluence age in order to make you into the most elevated beings. Only you study this. It is only at the confluence age that you become the most elevated beings. It is only the one true Baba who makes you true and who establishes the land of truth. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the spiritual Father. Essence Vedana 1. Study directly with God at the confluence age. Become knowledgeable theists and also make others knowledgeable. Never have any doubts about the Father or this study. 2. Become as lovely as the Father. Maintain the happiness that God is decorating you. Do not have dislike or hatred for any actor. Each one has an accurate part in this drama. Blessing. May you be introverted and go into solitude every now and then while on the field of service. In order to experiment with the power of silence, it is necessary to be introverted and stay in solitude. Some children say that they just don't have the time to experience the stage of introspection. or to be in solitude, because the activity of service and of serving with the power of speech has increased a lot. However, instead of taking half an hour or an hour at one time for this, find even a little time every now and then, and your stage will become powerful. Slogan: instead of battling in Brahmin life, celebrate it in pleasure, and anything difficult will then become easy. Om Shanti.